بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, سيدنا أبو الدرداء رضي الله عنه was a very well-known Sahabi of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he was renowned for his deep knowledge of deen, understanding of deen. In fact, the title that was given to him was حكيم هذه الأمة, the wise person of this ummah. Sayyiduna Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, on his deathbed, when he was advising the people, then he advised them that after I leave this world, seek knowledge from one of four people. And amongst these four, he took the name of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. So he was a very great sahabi, a very knowledgeable sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates this particular hadith, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that that person who will recite the following supplication, the following dua, 7 times in the morning and 7 times in the evening. What is the dua? حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. And this dua, we find the wording appears in the Quran, the last verse of Surah At-Tawbah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enumerating the qualities and attributes of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Allah mentions that if despite your efforts and your perseverance, the people around you turn away from you and they do not want to give you an ear, then you recite the following dua. And this dua is then mentioned in this last verse of Surah At-Tawbah. What is meant by it, or what is the meaning? Hasbi Allah. Hasbi Allah means Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is enough for me. La ilaha illa hu. There is no deity, no being worthy of worship besides Allah. Alayhi tawakkaltu, I have placed my complete trust and reliance upon Him. Wa huwa rabbul arshil azim, and He is the one who has created and is sustaining and keeping the great arsh, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abu Darda radiallahu anhu says that that person who will read this dua 7 times, what is the benefit? Kafahu Allahu ma ahammahu min amri dunya wal akhirah. Allah will suffice him, Allah will take care of whatever it is that worries this person, whatever causes him any worry or stress, be it from the matters of his dunya or akhirah. Anything that causes a person any worry in his life, and particularly in the day coming ahead, Allah will suffice him and take care of it for this person. Ulama explain the meaning of this word ma ahammahu. This word alham in Arabic refers to al-huznu alladhi yudhibul insan, that worry or that grief, that stress, which completely consumes a person. This word yudhibu generally is used when we speak about an ice cube that is melting. So it completely melts a person, causes him to lose sleep at night. He is worried, he's got some financial stress or some emotional stress. Many people suffer from depression. Many people have great responsibilities on their shoulders from in their day-to-day lives. Sometimes it's with regard to his children, with regard to his family, his business matters. So Allah says if you will recite, or Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us, if you will recite this 7 times in the morning, 7 times in the evening, then Allah says, I will take care of it for you. And ulama give the example that a person has something bothering him, or he has some work that he needs to be done, and he goes to a very prominent person, powerful person, wealthy person, and he presents his case before this person. And after presenting his entire case, the person says, don't worry, sort it out. Just in those few words, the amount of relief that floods through a person's heart, that this man is a powerful man, he has contacts here and there, he has wealth behind him, and he is telling me that my work is done, I can rest assured my work will be done. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is saying, your work is done for you if you recite this. Ibn Abi Dunya has mentioned an incident. Amr bin Malik says that there was a sahabi, and I am certain he was from the Ashara Mubashara. And he narrated this incident to me. He says that once we were out on an expedition. It was just a few of us, and one of our companions injured himself very severely. He broke his leg, and his condition was such that neither was he able to walk or even get onto his conveyance. And we also, because we were few in number, we were unable to carry him. So we made a decision to leave him in the place that we were. We tied his animal up to some pillar or something that was there. We left some provisions next to him, and we decided to continue and go back home. And we had hope that maybe somebody might come to assist him, or we can go and bring some reinforcements. But his condition was looked very bleak. And while this person was there, unable to move, unable to see to himself, a person comes to him, and possibly an angel in human form, and instructs him that recite this particular prescription, this dua. Place your hand on your leg and recite this. So he does so. He reads this dua. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. And the sahabi says that it was just a short period of time when we heard the footsteps or the sound of the horse, and we saw that it was this very same companion of ours that had now mounted his horse, and he had moved at such a fast pace that he was now able to catch up with us. So Allah took care of him, whatever pain it was that he was suffering, this also was removed by virtue of reciting this particular dua. So this is again a very potent prescription. Yesterday we spoke about reading the three quls, three times in the morning, three times in the evening. Takfika min kulli shay. Allah says it will suffice you for whatever work you have, every type of wazifa that you may not have recited, this will be enough for you. And today this is another prescription that we can try and practice upon. We read this seven times in the morning, seven times in the evening. And one narration mentions, صَادِقًا أَوْ كَاذِبًا. Whether a person reads it with full conviction that my trust it really is upon Allah as it ought to be. And even that person who has not yet developed that amount of conviction, but he has hope in Allah, and he reads this as a prescription, he also will be the recipient of this reward. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Inshallah, before we leave, we can all try and recite this. So as we are walking out, we can read this dua seven times. The dua again, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ.